if we don't hear from you, we really won't know what to do.
Amen.
So we pray, God, that we hear your word today. You come against the devil right now in the name of Jesus, that would come against your word. And you said, God, every time your word goes forward, it would not return unto you void. But God, you would send your word out to do all that you wanted to accomplish, that your word saved us all, sanctified and saved, and filled with the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Every heart said, amen. Come on, give God a hand of praise this morning. Turn your Bibles to the book of 2 Kings, chapter 6. That's in the Old Testament. 2 Kings, chapter 6. And then we want to read it, start at verse 14 through 16. And you're at home, still stand to hear the word of the Lord. We practice hearing the word of God. That's why Deacon Freeman reads the word to all of us, that we can continue to hear the word of the Lord. Deacon?
So one night, the king of Aram sent a great army with many chariots and horses to surround the city. When the servant of the man of God got up early next morning, went outside, and there were troops, horses, chariots everywhere. "Oh, sir, what will we do now?" the young man cried to Elijah. "Don't be afraid," Elijah told him, "for there are more on our side than theirs."
Amen.
All right. Lord, the word of the Lord is already blessed.
Amen.
I want to talk to us this morning about there's more of us. Everybody say more of us.
More of us
than there are with them. There's more of us.
Come on, us. Come on, man.
Than there are with them. It is this response that the man of God gives to his servant, because his servant is asking a question. And the servant, who really is his understudy, his mentee, this is somebody who has a relationship with God. He's a part of the ministry of Elisha. So he's not just somebody off the street. He is someone who's walking with the man of God, who has given his life for the service of God. And he asked the man of God a question. So the man of God is actually responding to a question that was placed before him by one of his own members, one of his own leaders, one of his main servant, Gehazi, who watched everything that Elisha was doing. The servant asked the man of God,
What
shall we do?
Yes, sir.
Well, the good thing to know is that the servant knew that he could go to the man of God and ask him what to do. That's why the church is so important. That's why ministry is so important, because there's a big question mark right now in America, right here in Cleveland. What shall we do?
Yeah.
And there ought to be some people of God, men and women of God, who have some answers for what it is we ought to do. I see y'all not catching me yet. Too many times we're looking for a politician to say, ask us, what should we do? So you're wondering who's going to be the next mayor. You're wondering who's going to be the next congressperson. You wonder if we're going to win next year, and how we're going to get this done, and how we're going to... And we're asking all these politicians, what should we do? But let me tell you, that's not who we need to go for to ask, what should we do in times like these? Some people think we need to go to the financial community. Ask Warren Buffett and ask Bill Gates and ask the guy who owns Facebook. All these billionaires and trillionaires, even the black one, Mr. Davidson, ask them what should we do. But in times like these, when you got a mystery sickness that you can't see, you can't touch, you can't feel, you don't know where the doctor got to get it, We got to tell people to get a vaccine. And we can't, you, money can't solve this problem.
Yeah, yeah, come on, man.
That's not who we should be asking.
Yeah.
What should we do? We ought to be able to go to the church and ask some men and women of God in times like these.
Lord have mercy.
What should we do? None of us ever seen a pandemic. None of us ever seen the devil and the Lord get shut down simultaneously.
What should we do,
Oh, y'all don't know, you know. They shut down the bars just like they shut down the churches.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, everybody. What should we do? We ought to be able to go to the men and the women of God. Go to the church house. If there was ever a time that the church is relevant. I know what I'm talking about because some people are, you know, in America right now, 47% of people are going to church. 47% has never been that low. We're under 50% of America. Oh, I see y'all nuns. This is the only country in the world, and in its constitution, it says that all men are created by God. Only country in the world that establishes the presence of God. And only, not even half of us are going to church. I see. You don't understand? The answer is at church. When you know that you got an enemy you can't see with your physical eyes, when you got something that man can't solve with all of their intelligence in the world, when you got a problem that is impacting the entire, not only nation, but the entire world, you need some people who can get in touch with God. Lord,
tell me again, Doctor.
Let me just tell you what happened. Elijah was a consultant to the king of Israel, and the king of Syria was always going to war with the king of Israel. And so what the king of Israel would do, he would consult the prophet and ask him what should he do. And then the prophet, the man of God, would tell the king. The man of God would tell the king. Not the king telling the man of God. The man of God is telling the mayor. The man of God is telling the congresswoman. The man of God is telling the city council person. That's why this is important stuff that we do. Because we need to hear from the man or the, and the women of God in times like these. Don't tell me we shouldn't be engaged in what's happening socially all around us. Right now in the state of Ohio, they're trying to pass a bill to keep us from filming the police when they shoot us. They have a bill. And so you know what we're going to do? We're going to do like we always do. We're going to get a busload of people, and we're going to go right down to the state house and tell them this law can't pass. And if it, it, and if it does pass, they're going to pass while we protested, because this is wrong. We need to hear from some men and women of God. I'm so glad that the folks in Georgia stood up, the men and women of God in Georgia stood up against that suppressive, oppressive voting rights bill that they passed in Georgia, so much that Coca-Cola said it. We ain't gonna do business no more. So much so that Microsoft said, we ain't bringing our convention there no more. So much that the baseball league, they said we're not having an all-star game there. They not doing that because they being like the men and women of God stood up and said something. Oh, he would tell the king of Israel where to go, where to, when to come, and the king of Syria, he thought that there was a spy in the camp.
That's right.
Because every time they got good intelligence, when they got there, the good intelligence that they had was bad intelligence because they was already gone. Did y'all catch that? See, when the devil think he got you, God got a strategy that's way over ahead of the devil. As soon as the devil think he got you where he wants you, God got a way of making a way out of no way. Somebody's in here is telling our secrets. Lord have mercy, let me see that. Somebody in here is telling our secrets. Let me just say a word about this, Brother Angelo. It's okay to have secrets. Let me say that one more time. It's okay to have secrets. Don't put all your business out on Facebook.
Come on.
People don't even know all that stuff. You waking up in the morning talking to your Facebook family. I didn't want to tell y'all anything. I watch it because I'm trying to find our church. But we don't need to see you waking up in the morning.
Come on now.
Getting out of bed with your bonnet on. Keep some stuff you need to keep a secret. Ain't nothing wrong. You understand what I'm saying now? Ain't nothing wrong with having some secrets.
You
don't have to tell all your business. We gonna get ready to have a meeting, a visionary meeting about our church. We not putting that on Facebook.
Come on, man.
That's our business. Some stuff ought to be your business.
Yeah.
Don't put all your business in the street.
Yeah.
Don't tell everybody everything. Between you and the Lord.
Okay, I
just put a word in about secrets. That's a whole other message. But he said, somebody got to get in here telling our secrets. Because if we have a plan, then we go execute our plan and it doesn't work. They said, no, that's not the problem, King of Syria. The problem is there's a prophet.
Come on now.
That's the problem. He said the problem isn't that the Israelite army is so strong. The problem isn't that the Israelite army has a great strategy. The problem isn't that the Israelite army has great skill set. The problem is the Israelites have a prophet. Lord have mercy. See, when you got a prophet with you, when you got somebody who is in tune with the Lord. See, I know some people just want to think that they can just hear from the Lord, but God uses people. You see, the God uses people. So we need people who are hearing from God to speak, to know what our strategy ought to be. That's why we cannot count out the church to develop strategy for what's best in our community, especially in the black community. If it wasn't for the church, we wouldn't have no community. The church! I told this over on the program yesterday with Brother Larry. The church started Southern Christian Leadership Conference, also known as SCLC, the organization that Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King started. The church in the basement of the church started the NAACP in the basement of the church. We got to be a part of the solution. It's just one man. One man is messing all this up. Let me say that one more time. One guy.
One
prophet.
One
is tearing up all of our plans. That's why I like that song today. One man of God. One somebody praying. One somebody singing. One somebody preaching. One somebody is tearing up Satan's kingdom. Where he's living. Oh yeah, that's what they want to do. They want to find out. See, the devil not even smart.
Yeah.
If he knows your secrets, he don't know you coming. So we don't mind giving you the address. I wish you had some dope right there. The Lord will give the devil your address. You think that you were surprised that the devil came by your house and told you? Let me tell you, the Lord gave the devil your address. Gave you that sickness and disease. We didn't think you were going to make it. But the devil had your address. But the Lord gave it to him.
Yeah!
your feet this morning. God is going to make a way. He's a way maker. He's a way maker. Trust in your eyesight of faith. Trust what you can't see. It's what you can't see. It's where your answer is. Not what you see. When no one looks dark. Some of you still have sickness. Not really even related to the coronavirus. Have trouble. Because and in spite of the pandemic. Doesn't seem like there's gonna be a way out. But there's more with us. God has us.
Yeah.
Father, we pray and we thank you, God, for what you've heard today. Someone watching and listening is needed to be encouraged and be reminded, Lord, that you have already covered us, saved us from our enemies. Lord, you gave them our address because you know that you're going to bring us through it. Our hope is built on nothing less but Jesus Christ and your righteousness on Christ, the solid rock we're standing. All of the ground is sinking sand in Jesus' name. Heal that body, oh God. Mend that broken heart. Seal that relationship in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Free, oh God, those that are in wooden bondage. Break the chain. Break every chain, God. In the name of Jesus Christ. We pray. Amen. Come on, give God a hand of praise this morning. Thank the Lord Jesus. Thank the Lord. Hey, Brother D'Angelo and our band, give our band a hand.